I'm joined by Justin Strickland, the president and CEO of the Albany-Daugherty Economic Development Commission, and we're here to talk about what happened during the annual, the monthly meeting in Wednesday, February 18th. And thanks for being here.
Thanks, Walter. Thanks for having me. Always.
And you had the Georgia quail hunt February 11th through the 13th last week.
That's right.
And obviously this was a big success. And what was the turnout like?
Yeah, we had around we had 20 guests. Had around 100 people here participating. Hosts from Atlanta, hosts from the Georgia Allies, hosts from different Southwest Georgia communities. We're here to support the Georgia quail hunt and show the guests that we had here what quail hunting means to Georgia, and to also network with them in a relaxed setting.
And obviously, the big announcement was just last week on February 12th, Procter & Gamble is building a new biomass plant.
That's right.
And which will involve the use of renewable energy. And for those people that don't know what renewable energy is, can you have a brief explanation of that?
So renewable energy, in the way I understand it, it's an energy source that continues to grow. So in this sense, the word renewable energy is pine trees. So Procter & Gamble with Constellation will use pine tree materials that don't normally get used, or maybe waste, and use that and burn them and make steam and convert that steam into electricity. And then it will help us create a healthier forest and breadbasket, or call it a wood basket, around Southwest Georgia in terms of producing new pine products to be able to use for this project.
And how much of an economic impact will this have on Albany and Daugherty County?
I think it'll have a great economic impact. It'll be a $200 million project for Procter & Gamble. It will create between 50 and 75 new jobs permanently, and then 500 construction jobs while the project's being built. So we see it having a great impact on the area.
And so basically you'll be built inside the campus and the facility at Procter & Gamble.
Right. They'll build this project on the northwest corner of Procter & Gamble's Albany campus. So they've already started moving dirt, and construction trailers should go in within the month to start building this project.
And anything else moving forward with economic development here in Albany?
No, we're always working hard to bring in new jobs and investment through the recruitment, retention, and expansion of industry. So we hope to see continued success, and hopefully success builds on success, and we see more of it in the coming year.
Thank you, Justin Strickland, the president and CEO of the Albany-Daugherty Economic Development Commission, and thank you for being here this morning.
Thanks, Walter. Thanks for the time to chat.